This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. MCC CEO Ellis Albright calls on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Indefinite curfew imposed in Nepalgarh sub-metropolitan city and early voting begins in historic Australian referendum. Now, the news in detail. Chief Executive Officer of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Ellis Albright, made a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda this morning. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, discussions were held on various aspects of the Nepal-US cooperation, including the MCC projects. Meanwhile, MCC CEO met with Chairman of CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli and Minister for Energy Shakti Bahadur Basnet and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transportation Prakash Jwala yesterday. During the meetings, the leaders discussed the ways for the successful implementation of the MCC projects. Currently, MCC CEO Ellis is in Nepal to celebrate MCC's entry into force. The District Administration Office Baki has imposed an indefinite curfew within Nepalgarh sub-metropolitan city. Chief District Officer of Baki, Bipin Acharya, announced the curfew effective from 1 p.m. today. This move comes in response to escalating religious tensions that have gripped Nepalgarh in recent days. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal has called for promoting national capital since the country is in need of additional investment for industrialization. At a news conference organized by Socialist Press Organization Saptari this morning, Chief CPN Unified Chair Madhav Nepal asked the government to focus on good governance and economic progress. Chair Nepal currently is attending his Sikh party's 16-day-long campaign from east to west for the party's awakening mission. A 3-day international conference on lightning and mitigating its impact in Nepal is taking place in Lalitpur from tomorrow. The conference will bring together 100 participants, including experts from various countries, Nepal included. Experts from India, America, Brazil, France, Sweden, Israel, Australia, Bangladesh, Pakistan, among other countries, will be attending the conference. The conference will discuss the status of lightning in the world, efforts made towards its prevention, and topics to be addressed by policymakers. Nepal ranks in the fourth place in terms of lightning risk among the countries where research on lightning has been carried out. Hunting season for the year 2023 has begun in Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve, the only hunting reserve in the country to allow tourists to hunt animals. Information Officer of Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve and Conservation Officer Avinash Thapamagar confirmed for this season, the National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Department has allowed for the hunting of 8 Himalayan blue sip, Naur, and 6 Himalayan thar, Jharal. Likewise, the reserve has issued permission to hunt the wild boar as well. Established in 1987, the reserve allows the hunters for 2 seasons in a year for hunting purpose. As mentioned in the bidding approved by the department for this season, anything between 1 million to 2 million rupees is charged to hunt a Himalayan blue sip. The hunters who are allowed permission to hunt are given a 15-day time frame to hunt Naur and Jharal in the direct presence of employees of the reserve. Those who hunt a Naur or Jharal are allowed to take the hunted animal's head with them to their home country. Nepal has faced a 23-run defeat to India in the quarter-final match of the T20 cricket tournament held under the Asian cricket in Hangzhou, China, today. Nepal were chasing a massive 203-run target presented by India, could only collect 179 runs, losing 9 wickets. With this defeat, Nepal has been eliminated from this tournament, while India has entered the semi-final. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Australia has begun early voting in a landmark referendum on enacting an Indigenous voice to Parliament. If approved, the reform would recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the country's constitution and establish a permanent body for them to advise the government. While the majority of Australians will vote on 14th of October, those who are unable to can vote at select polling centres right across the country from today. For the referendum to succeed, a majority of Australians Nigerians need to vote yes, but there also needs to be a majority support in at least four of Australia's six states. Australia has last held a referendum in 1999 when it rejected the opportunity to become a republic. Only eight of Australia's 44 referendums have been successful, the most recent in 1977, and none have passed without bipartisan support. Police in India have raided the homes of several prominent journalists and authors in connection with an investigation into the funding of news website NewsClick. The searches took place today in capital Delhi, and those raided had their mobiles and laptops seized. Officials are reportedly investigating allegations that NewsClick got illegal funds from China, a charge it denies. Critics say the move is an intentional attack on press freedom. ENI news agency reported searches were also underway at the website's office in Delhi. According to reports, the raids are taking place in connection with a case registered against NewsClick in August after a New York Times report alleged that the website had received funds from an American millionaire to spread Chinese propaganda. Reporters Without Borders, an advocacy group for journalists, has placed India at 161st place in its press freedom rankings this year. It said the situation in the country has deteriorated and problematic to very bad, and compared it with 153rd position Tajikistan and 165th Turkey. A group of 67 women from Greenland are seeking compensation from the Danish government over a campaign of involuntary birth control in the 1960s. At least 4,500 women, some of them teenagers, were fitted with the coils under a program intended to limit birth among the indigenous population. A commission set up by the Danish and Greenlandic governments to investigate the program is not due to deliver its findings until May 2025, but the women, some of whom are in their 70s, want compensation now. Greenland, now a semi-sovereign territory of Denmark, was a Danish colony until 1953. Records from the National Archives showed that between 1966 and 1970 alone, the intrauterine devices, IUDs, were fitted into women, some as young as 13, without their knowledge or consent. Greenland has a population of just 57,000 and is both the largest island and the northernmost area of the land in the world. The territory has its own flag, language, and prime minister, although its currency, justice system, and foreign and security affairs are still controlled by Denmark. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki and Lumbini province tonight. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.6 degrees Celsius with 20.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. MCC CEO Ellis Albright calls on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Indefinite curfew imposed in Nepalgunj sub-metropolitan city. And early voting begins in historic Australian referendum. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.